Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the Easter Vigil, 2017.
Growing up, the resurrection of Christ, the event that we celebrate today, was an event that it always seemed was very important for him, and yet as a kid, I had no idea what it was supposed to mean for me. And it seemed like the reason that we would celebrate as a church on Easter and do stuff out of the ordinary and make sure that we were there and dressed up more than normal, it seemed as a kid that the reason that we did that was because we were happy for Jesus. Happy that he was not dead, but it was a celebration that was all about him. And how utterly different that approach to it all is from what Peter and John and Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, how different my way of thinking about it was for them. Because for those who surrounded him, who knew him, who loved him, his resurrection meant something profound and utterly life-changing for them. I mean, think about it. For Peter, think about what it would have been like for Peter in that moment when he denied even knowing Jesus for the third time, and then as the Gospels tell us that Jesus and Peter caught eyes at that moment, and it struck Peter so deep to the heart that the Gospels tell us that he went away and he wept bitterly. You know what it's like when something just cuts your heart so deeply that you're not just crying and not just weeping, but weeping bitterly. And what it must have been like for Peter to have thought as he watched them lead Jesus to his death, that his relationship would have ended on that note of betrayal. Can you imagine the sadness that Peter expected that he would have carried in his heart? For I'm sure he assumed the rest of his life. Some of you perhaps have had an experience of losing a loved one and not having the chance to say those last words that you longed to say to them. And that's a heavy burden to carry. And so the resurrection of the Lord for Peter, it meant the opportunity to be able to say from his heart, "Lord, I am sorry. I am so sorry that I betrayed you. And I want, and I'm begging you for your forgiveness." The Lord's resurrection meant for Peter the opportunity to be set free from sin and to experience not just mercy in a generic sense, but the chance to be reconciled with him and to not have to carry that awful sadness through the whole rest of his life. And think about Mary Magdalene, what it meant for her. We know that the Lord delivered her out of some place of great darkness in her own life. She was the one, the scriptures tell us, out of whom the Lord cast seven demons. We don't know how they got there, but we know that wherever she was in life, it was such a place of utter darkness, so void of love, that what filled her were these seven spirits. And whether they were literally seven or seven in the sense that she was so given over to darkness that we're just given that biblical number of seven, we don't know. But the Lord brought her out of a place of darkness, the void of no love, into a place where she came to experience real love and freedom in him. But imagine her sadness when she watches him again be led off to his death. She's there at the foot of... Think of the sadness as she thought that his death would mean the end of that love that she had known in him, not abstractly, but the love of God that she received through his eyes, through his face, through whatever it is that happened when he delivered her from that darkness and she came to know real love. And imagine then her joy that when she discovers that he's raised from the dead, when he reveals himself to her, that love isn't lost, that all that she had opened her heart to wasn't gone. Imagine that joy, a relationship that she had given her whole life over to, that she thought was just ended, and now realizing on that Easter Sunday that love is still there, and he's still there being able to love her the way that she had known. Think about John, the youngest of the disciples, called out of a life as a fisherman with his brother James, and as the youngest, left that behind and began a new life. Imagine what it would have been like for him watching what he probably thought was going to be a wonderful future with this rabbi, with this great teacher, with this prophet, to have seen all of that cut off. Some of you perhaps have experienced moments in life when you had the whole of your life, career, everything mapped out. Maybe it was the loved one that you were going to propose to, and all of a sudden, that future just is cut off. Imagine what John felt in that moment. But imagine his joy when the Lord appears to him. A future filled with hope. And then think about Mary, the mother of Jesus. For her, the resurrection of the Lord, among so many things that it must have stirred up in her heart, for her, who was there each step of his life, and most especially through his suffering and his passion, when she was there at the foot of the cross, imagine the overwhelming joy that she must have experienced when, raised from the dead, she now knows that everything that he suffered was not in vain. But I mean, think of that from a mother's heart. You know, moms, you can endure all kinds of physical and emotional pain. You'll go through all kinds of things yourself as you serve your kids and your family. And you'll think nothing of it. But when your child is suffering, you can't escape from that. You can't just say, well, I'll just suck it up and keep going, taking care of my family. When it's your own child who suffers, you're in this awful double place of experiencing it as if you were in your child's own body and at the same time unable to do anything about it. Imagine Mary's joy when he's raised from the dead and she knows that all that he endured was in fulfillment of those scriptures, and she knows that he did not endure that in vain. Now, just from those four people, what we learn is that the resurrection of the Lord from the dead, it's not so much for him. It's not what I thought as a kid, where it was, well, we're happy for Jesus because he's not dead. No, they knew that his resurrection meant for them in that very moment, in the moment that they come to know that he's raised from the dead, they begin to experience what it means for him or for her. For Peter, forgiveness of sins. For Mary Magdalene, the return of love. For John, a future that means something. And for Mary, the joy over suffering that was not in vain. They teach us that this night, as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, it's meant for us, and the Lord wants us to know that it's meant to mean something for each one of us. Now, for those four, had he not been raised, think about how their life would have been spent and the fear that would have just weighed on their hearts and dwelt over them to the rest of their life had he not been raised. Peter, living in that awful fear of the rest of my life unforgiven. For Mary Magdalene, the fear of the rest of my life without love. For John, the rest of my life without that something meaningful there that I was willing to give everything up for. And for Mary, the fear of maybe the suffering was all in vain. Absent the resurrection, fear takes hold. And so tonight, as we celebrate the Lord's resurrection, the Lord is saying to you, I need you to know that this night is for you. And it's not just about an eternity that's freed from suffering and filled with joy. It's not just about what begins after you die. See, that's the point. Again, for Peter and John and Mary Magdalene, the resurrection was about what it meant for them in that moment, plus all that would happen in eternity. But tonight the Lord says to you, what we celebrate is meant to have an effect in your life now, in this moment. Now, what area is that supposed to be for you? Well, I think the easiest way to find out is this. As I said, absent love, absent the resurrection, fear moves in. So I think if you want to know this Easter, Lord, what is his resurrection supposed to mean for me and be accomplishing in me even now, this very night, this moment? Look to the area in your life where you still experience the greatest fear. And I don't mean little fears, like the fear of spiders, although that's the greatest of all human fears. But I don't mean that. I mean the deeper stuff. Like, in your heart, what are you really most afraid of? What are you really most afraid of? Being alone? Failing? Not being perfect in the eyes of the world? Not having somebody to love? I mean, go deep. Because where you and I find the greatest fear, I'm pretty sure that's going to be the area where the Lord is saying, that's the thing that I want to get into this Easter. That's the place that I want you to know that that's where I intend to work. That's what the resurrection is meant to get into. Now, I don't know what that is for each of you, but I know we are a people who are living in fear. And it's gotten, it seems, even crazier over these last few years. But we seem to be a people that are even more anxious, more worried, more uncertain. There is great fear in our hearts. And as we begin to identify what those deeper fears are, that's where we're going to find the area where the Lord is saying, that's where I want to go. If you want to know what the resurrection of my son is supposed to mean for you, find that fear and let him in. And that's what we're praying for tonight. That with a very simple prayer on our parts, Lord, please come in, risen from the dead, bring into that area of my life where there is that fear, bring in your love, bring in your victory over sin and death. And the prayer can be as simple as, Lord, I don't even know what you're going to do. I just know that I want to give you permission to come into it. And that's all that you and I need to do. He loves you enough that he was already working out this plan for salvation long before we gathered here tonight. So he knows what he's doing. And so we pray for the grace to simply allow him in.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. we invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.